Maybe it's for going on vacation. You know, there's not going to be any use on the box. I know here in the White Mountains, they have, they come up here during the summertime, and they call them winter birds or whatever it is. And then during the wintertime, they go down to Phoenix. So they come up here during the summertime, and then they go back down there to their place in Phoenix. So that's probably why they put it in standby mode. But in the long haul, I think it's worth just to leave it on online, because it doesn't, you don't get charged for the data. And I mean, what is $50? Nothing. Really? $50 a month, really? So I would just pay the $50. That just makes more sense to me. Yeah, I like the service. This is great. I mean, if the power goes out here in St. John's, I still have internet. It just works and works and works and works. So, yeah, no, I'm pretty happy with this. It's going to be great because then the repeater just works and works and works, you know. And I've always wanted to do this. Triad promised me a whole bunch of stuff, and they didn't fulfill. And the good thing is I already have a proxy server built for my internal use, so I can control the LA server and control whatever I need to control in the house. So I already had that built, so now I don't even need a static IP address. But I can get one if I go to business, Starlink Business. They have a static IP address, so I can port forward and all that stuff. But residential, that's what I'm set up for, is residential. No, I can't move my panel and take it somewhere else. I can't go camping with it. It's just for the house. And it has global positioning on the box. So if I do move it, they know. And I will get charged for that. But there is no hidden fees. They'll warn you if there isn't any fees that come up. I know that for sure.